This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
We are getting closer and closer to a critical step in Britain's journey out of the European Union. Prime Minister Theresa May promises to trigger Article 50 this month. That is the move that makes Brexit official and kicks off 2 years of high-stakes talks between Britain and the EU. This week, Parliament passed a bill clearing the way for Brexit. Let's talk about the potential business impact with BBC Economics editor Kamal Ahmed. Hello, Kamal.
Hello.
What will be the key issues that the business community is going to be most concerned about as Britain negotiates this exit from the European Union?
The first thing for most large businesses will be the relationship with what's called the single market. Will there be any hindrances to our exports into the European Union, which make up about 44% of the UK's exports? They can come via tariffs and also what are called non-tariff barriers. So that's rules and regulations that change. And that particularly affects the City of London, for example.
So what happens if the UK and the EU cannot reach a trade deal?
Well, Theresa May has said no deal is better than a bad deal. And I think if you are at your most pessimistic, the suggestion would be that the EU27 would want to punish the UK for leaving or voting to leave the European Union. The more optimistic view is that not only does Britain need access to the European single market, but Europe needs Britain. But if there was a bad deal, of course, we would fall back ultimately onto what are called WTO, World Trade Organization rules. That would mean some tariffs for some of our big export markets in particular.
We have seen the pound weaken since the Brexit vote. This, as we know, can be good for large firms that export, not so great for companies that import goods. Overall, how is the weaker pound playing out for Britain's economy?
Well, there's been some initial data which suggest that exports have increased. The other side to that debate is the inflation effect. The key data point for this country is the relationship between inflation and income increases. Of course, if that inflation figure hits the incomes figure, then people's real incomes start falling. If that happens, then the worry is that the UK economic growth would slow.
Prime Minister May was the first foreign leader to visit President Donald Trump as president. How might Brexit change the economic and trade ties between the US and the UK?
America is our largest single nation export destination. Speaking to business people here, they are looking at where are there now opportunities. And that is not just China. That is not the old Commonwealth countries. In terms of size, that is America. And I think a lot of companies I've spoken to will redouble their efforts to get good trade with America. There is political goodwill on both sides to show the world that this new political and economic order can do deals.
Okay, a lot to watch going forward. The BBC's Kamal Ahmed, thanks very much.
Thank you.